B'siyata d'shmaya maseches Megillah daf lamed. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of daf chavtes amud beis. We're going back to the halachas of kriyas parshas shkolim. Itmar chol liyois ubeato tetzave. If Shabbos shkolim fell on the week that the parshas hashavua is tetzave, and that's just one parasha away from kisisa. Omer b'yitzchok nafcha koru shita mivato tetzave ad kisisa. Six of the kruim should read from parshas tetzave. And the last Kaira should read the Parashat Shkolim. Omar Abaya. Abaya has reservations on this Mahalach of Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. He says that if you do that, Omri, the people listening are going to say, that the end of Parashas Tetzaveh is where they stopped reading. It won't be noticeable that the last Kaira was actually not Parashas Tetzaveh, it was Parashas Shkolim. Elo Marabaya, what you have to do is Koru Shito Minvato Tetzaveh Advaosisa. Six Kruim read from the beginning of Tetzaveh till the end of the Parashas Shkolim. V'chad Toni V'kori Mikisisa Advaosisa. And the last Kaira will go back and read from the beginning of Parashas Kisisa till the end of Parashas Shkolim. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. We learned in the Braisa, Chol liyois b'parashas mucholo, if a Shchodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. In one of the parashiyois, which are either Bein Belefoneh or Bein Belacharah, either just before Kisisa, which is Tetzaveh, or just after, which is Vayakel, Kairin Oisa, V'koiflin Oisa. One reads it and doubles it. And at this point, the Bnei Yeshiva understood that on the same Shabbos, one doubles it. So, Bishlei Mila Abaya Nicha. Kunt Abaya, it's very good. He says that you read it twice. Elo Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, Kunt Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, that the Parashat Shkolim is only read once. Kasha, what does it mean, Koiflim? Answers the Gemara, Omalachor Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha is going to answer, Ula Abaya Minicha. Why is it better according to Abaya? Tinech Lefaneo, I can understand that if the Parashat HaShavua is Tetzaveh, then Kunt Abaya, you double it. But Lachareo, if it's the Parashat Vayakil, Heichemishkachaslo. How are you going to double it? The whole reason Abaya said you have to double it is because it won't be noticeable that you're reading the Shkolim because it's a direct follow from Tetzaveh. But if you first read Vayakil and then the last Kair is going to go back to Kisisa, it will be very noticeable that it's Shkolim. Elomayis lachlomeimar. You have to understand that Koiflim means something else. It means Koiflo b'Shabosis. It means that you're going to read Parashas Kisisa on Parashas Kisisa as Parashas HaShavua, and the following week, which is Parashas Vayakil, you're going to read Kisisa again for Parashas Shkolim. And the same way as Keshechol Achareo, if Parashas Shkolim is on Parashas Vayakil, Koiflo means two consecutive Shabbosos. So to Lefoneo, if Parashas Shkolim is on Parashas Tetzaveh, you also double it. You first read it as Parashas Shkolim on the week of Tetzaveh, and you read it the following week, Kisisa, as the Parashas HaShavua. So there's no raya from this braisa to Abaya. Says the Gemara, Chol liyois b'kisisa atzma. If Parashas Shkolim falls on the Shabbos of Kisisa, and there has to be nikar that you're reading the Shkolim for Parashas Shkolim and not mitzad the Parashas HaShavua, Omer b'yitzchok nafcha, Kor yishito min v'osisa ad vayakil. You should read the first six kruim starting from the end of the Shkolim until the end of Parashas Kisisa. V'chad, and the last Kaira, will go back to the beginning of the Parasha, Kori Mechisisa Advasisa. We'll read the Parasha that we know as Parashas Shkolim. Maskif lo Abaya. Abaya asked on a bit of Nafcha, Hashta Omri lemafreya hu dekori. People might think that really it's just Parashas HaShavua. Just they read it a little bit out of order. It won't be noticeable that it's Parashas Shkolim. Elo Amar Abaya. Abaya said, what you have to do is, Kori Shita, six Kruim have to read, Ad Vayakil, from the beginning of Kisisa until the end of Kisisa. V'chad Toni V'kori Mikisisa Ad Vasisa. And then the last Kaira will go back and read again from the beginning of the Parasha till the end of the Inyan of Shkolim. Tani Kavaseida Abaya. We found a Braisa that says like Abaya. Chol Liyois. B'kisisa atzmo, koirin oisa, you read the whole parasha, v'koiflin oisa. And then you go back and you read the first chelek again. L'shem Parashas Shkolim. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, chol liyois b'soich ha-shabbos, makdimin l'shabbos she'ovra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is in the middle of the week, then Parashas Shkolim is read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar she'chol liyois b'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, Rav Omar makdimin, Rav says you read Shkolim the previous Shabbos. Ushmul Oma Machrim. You read Parashas Shkolim on the next day on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Amar Makdimin. The reason you have to be Makdim, De'im Kain, if you're going to do what Shmuel said and be Ma'achir, Botzri Luhu Yoyim HaShulchonis. We saw before in Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis that the Kriyas Hashkolim has to be 2 weeks before the money changers put their tables out. And when do they do that? On the 15th. And if you're going to read Parash Hashkolim on the day after Rosh Chodesh, you haven't got 2 full weeks till the 15th. And that's why Rav says that you're Makdim. Ushmuel Omar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says you read it on the day after Rosh Chodesh. Omar Lachai is going to say, Saif Saif. The 15th of Adar is also going to be on Erev Shabbos. The money changers will not put their tables out until the following Sunday. So it turns out you have a full 2 weeks between the Kriya and the Shulchanos. Hilkoch Ma'achrin, that's why you can read the Shkolim the day after Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara is now bringing the Mishnah. Tnan chol liyos b'seich haShabbos makdimin l'shaavar. If Rosh Chodesh falls in the middle of the week, then Parsha Shkolim is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Umafsikin l'shabbos acheres. And the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh is not Parsha Zochir. Ma'elav. It makes sense to assume afilu b'erev Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Erev Shabbos, makdimin. Not like Shmuel, who says that if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Friday, then Ma'achrin. Answers the Gemara, Loi. B'seich HaShabbos Dafka. B'seich HaShabbos means in the middle of the week, that there's another weekday after it. And only then, Makdimin, in order that there should be 2 weeks between the Parashat Shkolim and Tesvov Adar, when the money changers start out. Now the Gemara is asking another kasha. Toshima, Ezui Shabbos Rishoino. The first of the Arba Parashah is called Parashat Shkolim. Kol Shechol Rishchodesh Adar Liyos Betoicha. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. The Shabbos that any time in the next week, including the Friday, is Rosh Chodesh, and the Shabbos before it is Shkolim. My love, afilu be'erev Shabbos. Dumya de Toicha. It's comfortable to assume that when the Braisa says that Chol Rosh Chodesh Ador liyos b'soicha v'afilu be'erev Shabbos, that they have something in common. Ma Toicha makdimin, af erev Shabbos makdimin. That irrespective of whether Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the following week or on the erev Shabbos of the following week, makdimin, not like Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel will say no. Shmuel will learn that Betoicha means Bo. It means on Shabbos itself. And then the writer will go as follows, that Parsha Shkolim is Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Ador. Betoicha means on Shabbos, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Or even the day before Shabbos, the next day will be Parsha Shkolim, which is exactly like Shmuel. V'chein tonu de Beis Shmuel. In the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, that's how they learned the Braisa. Bo. It didn't say B'seicha, it said Bo. Now says the Gemara Ketanoi, the Machlekes Rav of Shmuel, is a Machlekes Tanoim. Mesorgin l'shabosois divrei Reb Yehuda Anosi. Reb Shimon ben Elozo Eimer, ein mesorgin. Reb Yehuda Anosi holds that there's a break between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zochir. And Reb Shimon ben Elozo says that there's always Parsha Zochir is read the week after Shkolim. Omer Shem ben Elazar, he wants to explain himself. Eimosai ani oimer ein mesorgin. When is there no break between Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Zochir? Bizman shechol liyos be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Friday, then ein mesorgin. There's no break because we read Parsha Shkolim the day after Rosh Chodesh. And the following week will be Parsha Zochir. Aval bizman shechol liyos b'seicha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on any other day of the week, makdim v'kira mishabbos she'ovra, afal pi shu shvat. Then we read Parashas Shkolim the week before Rosh Chodesh, which is still in Shvat, and then the week after that there is a break, and only the third week will be Zochir. So you see clearly that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel of when to read Parashas Shkolim if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Friday is be'etzem a machlokes Tanoim. Rav says that you're makdim like Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. And Shmuel says, Yom Acher, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Bashnia, the second of the Arba Parashiyos, Zochir is Parashah Zochir. Itmar, Purim, Shechol Yeis Be'erev Shabbos. If the 14th of Adar falls on a Friday, Rav Omar Makdimin Parashah Zochir, we read Parashah Zochir the previous Shabbos, or Shmuel Omar Ma'achrin, they read Parashah Zochir on the 15th of Adar. Rav Omar Makdimin, Kiheche Deloi Tikdoim Asiyah Lizchira. Always the Zechira has to be before the Asiya, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayomim O'ila Nizkorim V'Nasim. The Zechira is Parashas Hamolik and the Nasim is Purim. So we can't read Parashas Zochir the day after Purim. Ushmur Amar Ma'achrin. Omer Lecha Kivin De'ikam Mukafin De'avde B'chameser. Since the 15th of Adar is Purim for the Mukafin Chayma, and for them Asiya Uzechira B'hadi Hadadi Ka'asyon, they read Parashas Zachar on the 15th, and there's not a Kedima of Asiya to Zechira, and therefore there's no problem to read Parashas Zachar on the 15th. The Gemara is now going to ask a kasha on Shmuel. Tnan, we learnt in our Mishnah Bashniya Zachar. And the Gemara assumes that we're talking about that Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "V'ha'ki mikla rish yarcha b'Shabbos? If Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, mikla Purim be'erev Shabbos. The 14th of Adar is going to be a Friday. Uktoni bashniya zocher." And the Mishnah says that the second Shabbos is zocher, which is the Shabbos before Purim. Not like Shmuel, who says that in such a case we read it on the 15th. Answers the Gemara, "Omer of Papa, my shniya, shniya lehavsoka. Shniya doesn't mean the week after the Shkolim. It means the week after the Havsoka. That means the halacha that it says in the Mishnah, bashniya." Is Bechal talking about the case of when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of the week, and we makdim shkolim to the previous Shabbos, and mafsikin leShabbos Acheres? And then it says that B'Shabbos HaShniya, which is the following Shabbos after the Mafsikin L'Shabbos HaCheres, that's Zocher. And Bechlal, the Mishnah is not addressing the case where Rav and Shmuel were arguing about Purim that falls on a Friday. The Gemara is now going to ask another kasha from a Braisa. Toshema, Eizu Shabbos Shniya. What determines Parsha Zochir? Kol Shechol Purim Liyos Besoicha. If Purim is in the following week, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. My love, we assume that it means Erev Shabbos Dumiya D'Toicha. Because it says, Chol Purim Liyos Besoicha, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Ma toicha magdimin, in the same way as if Purim falls any of the other days of the week, Parasha Zocher is the Shabbos before it, af Erev Shabbos magdimin. So too, if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, Parasha Zocher is the Shabbos before, not like Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, Mashmuel, no. Betoicha doesn't mean that Purim is one of the days of the following week. It means betoicha on the Shabbos itself. But, then the Braisa would mean as follows. Eizu Shabbos Shniya. When is Parasha Zocher? Kol Shechol Purim Liyos. Besoicha means if Purim falls on Shabbos. Then we read Parasha Zocher on that same day. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls the day before Shabbos, that we read Zocher the day after, which is like Shmuel. V'chein Tana de Beis Shmuel. Bo. The Beis Medrash of Shmuel, they learned the Braisa. They didn't say Besoicha. They said Bo. Continues the Gemara. Chol Liyos. B'Shabbos Atzmo. If Purim, the 14th of Adar, is on Shabbos itself, Omer Rav Huna, the Divrei HaKoel in Magdimin. L'kulei Alma, Parsha Zocher is the Shabbos of the 14th. And in such a case, we're not being makdim the Asiya to the Zechira, because it's on the same day. And for the Mukafin Chayma, the Zechira is the day before the Asiya, because the Asiya for them is going to be on a Sunday. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Adayin hi machleikas. There's still a machleikas, and according to Rav, even if Purim is on Shabbos, we want to be makdim Zechira to Asiya, not have it on the same day, and therefore Parshas Zocher is going to be the previous Shabbos. Itmar Nami Omer Abchia Bar Abba Omer Abba Omer Rav Purim Shecholiyes B'Shabbos Maktim V'Kirei B'Shabbos She'ovra Zocher. Exactly what Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, that if Purim falls on Shabbos, you read Zocher the Shabbos before. It's exactly what they learnt in the Beis HaMedrash. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah Bashlishis, the third of the Arba Parashis is Pora Duma V'Chulu. Tonu Rabbonun. We learnt in Ebraisa Ezui Shabbos Shlishis. What determines which parasha is Parashas Pora? Kol shesmucho lePurim meacharei. The week after Purim. Itmar, Reb Chama b'Rebbi Chanina Omar, Shabbos hasmucho l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Parashas Pora is the Shabbos before Nisan. V'lei pligi. It's not a machlekes, because this that we learnt in the name of Reb Chama b'Rebbi Chanina is talking about the ikra Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, then that Shabbos is Parashas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos before it, which is the Shabbos HaSmucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Parashas Paro, and it's taken not the Shabbos after Purim. Because it's important to associate Parah Aduma, which is the Torah, to HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, which is the Korban Pesach. Oh, the Braisa that says that you read Parashas Parah the week after Purim is the Ikla B'Emtza Shabbos, if HaChodesh Nisan is in the middle of the week. And then Parashas HaChodesh is going to be the Shabbos before that. So Parashas Parah is going to be the Shabbos before HaChodesh, which is the Shabbos after Purim. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Baravias, the fourth of the Arba Parashias, is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. Tana Rabbanon, we learnt in the Braisa, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos. Koirin Kisisa, Umaftirin B'Yohoyodo. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is not on Shabbos, then the Shabbos where we read Parashas Shkalim is called Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos Pesecha, v'afilu be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is any day of the week following the Shabbos, even if it's the following Erev Shabbos, the week before that is Parashas Shkalim. That's how Rav explains this braisa, as we saw in the Gemara before. Bashnia, the second parasha is Zochir, umaftirin pokadati es hasha'osa molik liyisrael, ve'ezu yishabbos shnia kol shechol purim liyos pesecha, v'afilu be'erev Shabbos. Bashlish is pora aduma umaftirim v'zarakti aleichem ma'im toirim, ve'ezu yishabbos shlishis kol shesmucha lopurim me'achareo, the Shabbos after Purim, borvi is ha'chodesh hazeh, umaftirin koyomar Hashem borishoim be'echod la'chodesh, ve'ezu yishabbos ruvius, kol shechol v'shchodesh nisan liyos pesecha v'afilu be'erev Shabbos. And the exact nuances of each part of this braisa, the Gemara has already discussed at length. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Choftes Amud Aleph, Bechamish is choizrin l'kesidron. The Shabbos after the Arba Parashios, we go back to the Seder. Asks the Gemara, l'seder mai? To what Seder are we going back in? And Be'etzem the Gemara is asking, what Seder got disrupted by the Arba Parashios? Reb Ami Omar, l'seder Parashios hu choizer. During the Arba Parashios, we did not read the regular Parashas HaShavua. And after the Arba Parashios, we go back to the Parashas HaShavua. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, L'seida Avtaira Su Chayzer. The Parashas HaShavua did not get interrupted. It's just that normally the Avtaira is associated to the Parashas HaShavua. But during the Arba Parashios, the Avtaira was focused on the Arba Parashios, and after that we go back to the regular Seida of the Avtairas. Omar Abaya, Kava Seida Rav Ami Mistabra. It's probable, like Rav Ami, Ditnan, we saw in our Mishnah, L'koil Mafsikin, that we mafsik the Seida of the Parashas HaShavua, in order to read the Inyona Diyema, L'Roshi Chodoshim, L'Chanukah, V'Lapurim, L'Tainois, V'Lemamodois, U'Liyema Kippurim. Now we have to understand that Tainois and Mamodois, those Kriyois, can only ever be in the weekdays, not on Shabbos. So Bishleim Leman de Omar, according to Rav Ami, I can understand L'Seidu Parashios U'Chayzer. Rav Ami holds that all these things interrupt the regular Parashas HaShavua, and we have Parashas HaShavua on Shabbos, and we have Parashas HaShavua in the middle of the week. And these Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tainis, Mamodis, and Yom Kippur interrupt whatever Parashas HaShavua. Hainu de'ika Parashah B'chol. There is a concept of Parashas HaShavua in the weekdays, so Tainis and Mamodis would interrupt those Parashios. The whole concept and discussion here of mafsikin and chayzrin is only regarding avtaira. Avtaira b'chol mi'ika. There's no avtaira ever in the weekdays. So what does it mean that you're mafsik for tainyos and mamodos? They have no shaychas to avtairas. Answers the Gemara. V'idach ha'kadisa, ha'kadisa. We split up the Mishnah. Since during the week there's only kriya, there's no avtaira. So if the tainyos and the mamodos fall on one of the days where there's kriya satayra in the week, we have to be mafsik, we have to interrupt and not read the Parashas HaShavua in order to read the Tainius and Mamodis. But those that can fall on Shabbos, and on Shabbos there's also Parashas HaShavua and also Avtaira, it's enough to be mafsik, l'inyan the Avtairas, and not have to be mafsik for the Parashas HaShavua. From the Birmia we see that if it's possible to avoid being doicha, the regular Kriyas HaTorah, we avoid it. So the Gemara asks, Ubetainius, the tainius that falls on a Monday or Thursday, Loma liav soko, why do you need to stop reading the Parashas HaShavua? As we saw before, Likri mitzafra b'inyona d'yoyima, ubemincha b'tanisa, the Kriyas HaTorah with Shacharis should be the regular Kriyas HaTorah. And by Mincha, you can do the Kriya Satira of the Tainis. So why should we be mafsik by Shacharis, the regular Kriya? Answers the Gemara, Mesayeh Leil Rav Huna. The fact that we are mafsik by Tainis from the regular Kriya Satira is a raya to Rav Huna. Domer Rav Huna, Mitzafra, Kinufya. In the morning of the Tainis, the townspeople used to get together and see if everything was in order, what needed to be worked on, and therefore there was no Kriya Satira in the morning Bechlel. There was only Kriya Satira by Mincha, and by Mincha they leaned the Tainis, and not the Parashas HaShavua, and that's the Hafsoka. So now that we've seen that the Seder HaYoim of a Tainis is that in the morning they all get together to see if they're lacking in the Avodas Hashem and what needs to be improved upon. And Mincha, there's Kriya Satira. So the Gemara is now going to tell us the Seder. Heichov Dinon, what was the Seder HaYoim? Omar Abaya. Mitzafra lepalge deyema, from the morning until chatzos hayom, ma'ainim b'mili demasa, they would inquire into everything that was going on in the town, and check whether there's any maisim that need to be improved upon or avirus that have to be taken care of. Mipalga deyema lepanya, from chatzis hayom till the night, then revia deyema, a quarter of the day, kro umaftari, those kriyas ha-teira and haftaira. Veriva deyema, and a quarter of the day, boya rachmi, they would spend davening, mincha and other tachnunim. Shenemar vayikru besefer teiras Hashem Eloheim, revias hayom, or revias hayom misvadim umishtachvim Hashem Eloheim. Asks the Gemara v'epechano. All you see in the pasuk is that quarter of the day was spent in tefillah and quarter of the day in Torah. But how do you know it was the second half of the day? Maybe it was the first half of the day. And maybe the second half of the day, they did the inquiries into what needs improving in the town. Answers the Gemara, leisal kadaituch, that can't be. Dichsiv, it says in Ezra, regarding those families that married non-Jewish women, ve'ela ye'osfu koil chored b'divrei elehi Yisrael al ma'al ha'goylo, v'ani yoyshev m'shoymim ad l'minchas o'erev. Anyone who wants to be masakin the chet should come from the morning till mincha time. Uchsiv, and then it says later on in the psukim, uba minchas o'erev kamti mitanesi, uba kor'i bigdi u'me'ili, v'echro'o al birkai, they only started tefillos from mincha time. So you see from the psukim that the quarter of the day in Torah and the quarter of the day in tefillah was the second half of the day, and the first half of the day they were ma'ayin in the ma'isim of the town.